Welcome to Hope Is Here. Hal Lindsey said, a person can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, and about 8 minutes without oxygen, but only for 1 second without hope. Outside of placing our hope in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, one of the best ways to provide hope to people is to hear other people's stories of how they have persevered through challenging seasons of life. I recently was introduced by my good friend Greg Howard about an organization here in Central Kentucky that is called A Million God Stories. That's right, A Million God Stories. Joining me today is their founder, Pam Van Arsdale. Pam, thanks for joining us today, and tell us, what is A Million God Stories?
Well, A Million God Stories started with the website. So we collect stories from Christians about really anything they want to tell us about that will glorify God. That's the purpose of our ministry, is to bring God glory through the stories. So we collect stories. People can write their own stories, but often I will write their story, or someone else on our team will. And then we post those stories with photos, if the person will allow us to take their photo, on our website. We have about, I just posted the 235th story, so we're a ways away from a million. Maybe that will be my great-great-great-grandchild that posts that story, but I do believe there's over a million out there for sure. We have grown since we started, and we now have a book of selected stories, 31 stories in the book, and we also have a magazine called Ring and Robe. This magazine is specifically for men and women who are incarcerated, and it came about because back in 2018, I had some storytellers who had been in prison, but they were out, and they had amazing stories of hope, and they touched me so much. I just felt like it would really be great to share them with people who were still incarcerated. So we created a magazine called Ring and Robe, and the title is based on the prodigal son story. And the stories are from people who are previously incarcerated, and they're just beautiful. They tell of God's love and forgiveness and restoration. And so we send thousands of magazines several times a year to jails, to all the state prisons in Kentucky, and then to jails and prisons in some other states as well. So that's one way we've grown. And then we just recently started a podcast. So we had been doing that just a few months. So we just have a few stories up on the podcast, and we're learning. There's definitely a learning curve there. My son is doing that. He's doing a great job.
I understand. That's why I'm thankful to have Megan and Susan to help me, because those podcasts, all the technical ends can be challenging. But, well, I read several of the articles or the stories that people shared. And the thing that I know from being in ministry now almost 19 years is that everybody has a story, don't they?
They do. They do.
So I've got to ask you, you know, when and why did you start this?
Well, about 4 or 5 and a half years ago, I got married. I had been a single mom for a long time. And I had, previous to that, I had been full-time at the UK College of Dentistry working. And so I was able to actually slow down and take a little bit of time off work, which was great, to take a bit of a break. And during that time, I was really praying that God would show me what to do with my life, because I really hadn't had any time to do much of anything prior to that. And I felt like the message I was getting was to glorify the Lord, which, of course, we're all meant to do. And I started going through my prayer journals. I had written in just notebooks, letters to God, prayers to God, for years. And so I decided just to go through those. And there were so many stories in my journals about God's faithfulness to me, things that I had forgotten. I'm so glad I wrote those things down. But I thought, well, I've got to share this. People need to know how faithful God is. And I think this would really give people hope, like what we're talking about. And so I decided to share my stories. And I felt like if I had stories, like you said, everyone has a story, there would be more. And I know the power of stories in my life, and so I was just hoping that it would be a way to encourage people and give hope. But the primary goal is just to thank God. I was overwhelmed with thankfulness when I read the journals.
Hmm. Well, I watched your video on your website and saw a picture of the notebooks, and some were actual journals. And you know, if you would, I journal. I'm not very disciplined at it, but I do it different times. And I'm more of a guy, I want maybe once a week, and then I'll write down a bunch. But talk about what the importance of journaling in your life, what it's meant
right.
to you.
Right. Well, I think maybe even especially as a single person, but just to connect with the Lord in that way was really good for me, to get my hurts and my thoughts and my fears and my needs out on paper, and then to document what the Lord does. I think that's extremely important. And sometimes I would think, as I was writing all the ways God had been faithful and how he had answered prayers, sometimes I would actually underline in red and put the date. Here's what I ask, and here's when he answered and how he answered. And I would think, I hope when I am gone that my children and my grandchildren read this and see how faithful that God is, that they can depend on him. If you don't document it, just like I said, I had forgotten those things God had done. So it's good at the time to get it out, and kind of cathartic, and then later it's wonderful to have it documented to jog your memory about how good God is.
Well, we all need to be reminded, and that's what I want you to share, because I got a journal given to me, and when I got ordained into ministry in 2003, and I did that later in life, and family members, a few close friends wrote in that and gave it to me, a gift where they saw God's hand in my life. And when Satan has really discouraged me and things, why are you in ministry? You know, da, da, da. I've gone back and read that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really helpful and encouraging. So I really was inspired by your story about journaling. Well, a million stories. You've already got over 200 and just getting started. Where do you find these stories?
I'm always on the lookout for stories. Always. So it comes in a variety of ways. Right now, most of our stories come from word of mouth. So the story that I just posted, a different storyteller from like number 198 story, I think, told this current lady about our ministry, and she submitted her story. So sometimes storytellers tell each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always listening to the news, in a sermon at church, just when I'm meeting someone at a party. I've always got my radar up for a story, and I really have no shame in approaching someone about it, for sure. And then we have a copy editor who works with us in Louisville. She reads the stories and does all the editing and formatting and corrects all the grammar that mistakes that I make. And she also is a great story finder for me. She works for the Presbyterian Church. She is, I think, their communications director. But she has access to a lot of information, a lot of stories through her job. And so she shares with me.
Well, that's great. And we're going to have the contact information with the podcast. It'll be available on our website at hopeishere.today. So you'll be able to, if you've got a story you want to share, I'm sure you'd be okay if some people sent you stories.
Oh, 100%. Yes. I love it when I get new stories. So please do. And I would be happy to write your story. It's very easy. We can just have a phone call. You can do it from anywhere in the world. And, you know, there's really no pressure. You just share whatever you want to share, as long as the story brings God glory in some way. Then we're thrilled to write it.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be able to share my story, and you took it down, and I survived, so, you know, it's not that painful, right?
You did great. You did great.
So I hope that you all take advantage of that, and we'll have the contact information with the podcast on our website, hopeishere.today, after this, and their website is easy to find, amillion.godstories.com. Well, let me ask you, Pam, what have you learned about God through this process?
First, I will say what I've learned just through starting a ministry, because I'm a dentist by training and a professor. And so what do I know about starting a website? I'm not very technologically savvy. I don't do social media much at all. And so what I learned is that God will provide. I've learned how to really depend on God. I depended on God in different ways as a single working mom, but I've really had to depend on God to help me in this ministry. And he has. So I feel like when God gives you a mission, he equips you to carry that out. And he's provided wonderful people and resources to help us. And then just through taking the stories, I have learned so much. I have done some research at the university, so my mind kind of goes to looking for trends and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look for trends in the stories. So some of the things that I have seen in the stories are surrender. When someone fully surrenders their life to the Lord, and they just say either, I give up, it's all you, Lord, or, Lord, I love you so much, I'm just going to give my life to you, and really means it. That is when the real adventure starts with the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean everything is going to be unicorns and rainbows. You know, there's still sometimes problems, but you can really see their life take off in this trajectory that's just wonderful, and how they start to not only be filled with joy and peace themselves, but also how they impact the kingdom of God after that happens. So this idea of complete surrender, I think, is huge. And it's a theme, so much so that we have an actual category on our website, Stories of Surrender. Another thing, I grew up in the Disciples of Christ Church, and I don't remember hearing a lot about the Holy Spirit. We might have had a lot of talks about that. Maybe I was sleeping in the back. But I have...
But most churches don't, though. I grew up in the Baptist church, okay, and we didn't hear very
well,
much
about, you know, it. I have read and listened to stories and written many stories about how the Holy Spirit works. Mm. Now, many times people don't say it's the Holy Spirit working, but there is a commonality in how people describe their experience. It's usually a warmth, a feeling of unbelievable peace, even if it's the middle of, they're in the middle of the worst possible situation. They have this feeling of peace that comes over them and a warmth that washes over them. Several storytellers have described it as an embrace, like they're being embraced. So that has also been really interesting and encouraging to me.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I think your situation is very common, unfortunately, growing up. And like I said, I grew up in the Baptist church, and you know, you hear a lot about God and Jesus, but you just don't hear a lot about the Holy Spirit. But, you know, Jesus said that, you know, I'm leaving when I'm going to heaven, but he told him he's leaving a comforter, a counselor. And I think as followers of Jesus, we really need to ask the Holy Spirit to be an active part of our lives, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, I know that obviously, like any good founder or whatever, usually if you have a passion because you've got a part of it. Do you have a story in the on the website? Are you in the, a part of this?
I do have a story on the website, yes. And my story is actually story number one. And it just kind of tells about how I was a single mom for 17 years, and that was such a lonely, lonely time in my life that I would pray for. I would pray for a husband and a father for my children every night. I would ask God to send me the right man at the right time. But year after year, I was still alone. But that I used that time to depend on God and grow closer to God. And that eventually I learned that I wasn't alone at all. In fact, my relationship with the Lord was much more powerful than any relationship. We talked about this with your story. Much more powerful than any relationship you could have. So I did meet a man and at church, and we got married, and which was a great blessing to me. And that's when I could start the ministry. So that's kind of my story, just I think it's kind of a testament to the persistence of prayer, but also to learn and grow while you're waiting. Not just, you can learn and grow in a lot of different ways.
Amen. Wow. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but the good news is that Pam's going to be back with us tomorrow. We're going to continue our conversation, talk with Pam Van Arsdale. She's the founder of a wonderful organization called A Million God Stories. Join us again tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Troutman and Napier is a local Central Kentucky law firm that is serious about your success. Wise guidance is the key to success when life throws you challenges. Troutman and Napier has experienced attorneys to help you. Troutman and Napier can help your business thrive, help give a fresh start after a frightening financial hardship, or help battle insurance companies after a serious car wreck. Your success is the first priority at Troutman and Napier. Find us at troutmannapier.com. Again, that's troutmannapier.com.